Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn. Giving a microphone, dress, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you, you who's listening. God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way. But you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I've said it often. Failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort? Any effort. If you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I've done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start, because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car, man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man. where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against the rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you, but you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve, you're listening Harvey, Morning to
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour, you are about to get turned up, turned out, inside out, and around about. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, all new, all produced, all done in living color. Welcome to the baddest ride in all of radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, boy.
That's all you got? Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. Carla Pharrell.
Hey, Steve Harvey. What's up? Hey, crew.
Ain't nothing with Junior. Hey,
morning, Unc.
What's up, fool?
Wait, big, hey.
Oh.
Yeah, be specific.
Fool one or fool two? I'm sorry. What's up, doggy?
Jab.
What up, man? How you doing? Morning to everybody.
Morning. Yeah,
yeah. Morning.
Yeah, it's all good. Just got in. Right here, ready to go.
We just got in, too. What do you mean you just got in? Everybody just got in, right?
No, I just got in. I just got in Chicago.
Oh, you just got in town.
You just got in town.
Got up and came to work. Yeah. We were already here.
No. 4:30. Mm-hmm.
You just landed?
Yeah, 4:30.
What airline is that fly that in? Which one is that, huh?
It's called mine. It's called mine.
Mine. What flight number you was on?
Well, I'm glad you made it safely.
Well, you know, it's going to be a big day. Everybody's here in Chicago.
Yep.
The team is here to tape my talk show today.
Woo-hoo!
The entire morning show. Mm-hmm. So we'll just see how y'all act on TV.
Don't be acting like you shame us.
Yeah, Unc, why you like start whispering? Are you surprised, Carla?
Well, you know,
think we're going to embarrass you on national TV,
yeah,
really, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I don't never know as a group
come out
what y'all
with a watermelon or something.
Oh, man.
That's
so I'm just hoping, you know, it all go good, you know. Harvey's headphones need to turn them up. That didn't do nothing. Harvey's head. There we go. That's a little bit better. All right, that sounds a little bit better now. I'm excited. The team is here to do the morning show today, the Steve Harvey Talk Show. I'll let y'all know when that airs.
We're excited too, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Steve,
for inviting
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sir.
Yeah.
We have the best boss in the world.
Oh my God, I was just going to say the same thing.
Oh, you
the
were?
Same exact words.
Really?
Same exact words.
I know you was going to say it. Coming from where you came from. Yeah. Coming from where I'm from.
Y'all see me like I left a slave ship or something.
You did.
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Are they calling the cruise?
We was a slave. How you say they calling the cruise?
In case you didn't know, that's shade.
And y'all, we'll be back. We got 30-something funny. We got a great show lined up for you today. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Okay, I guess that's what I always know when you don't know what's going on. When you open with that last, do it again, Cheryl.
Well, It's on you.
Well, you're supposed to say
I thought you were
going to
do that.
You're supposed to
you
set
do
it
all
up,
the
Shirley.
Openings.
No,
Shirley.
But we don't. There's nothing to set up. We set it up on the break.
Tommy, go ahead and set it up, dog.
We set it up on the break.
Right now, the audience don't know what it is, Shirley.
Oh, my gosh.
On the hell in a handbag, ain't it?
I don't understand.
This is the moment where we have decided that we're going to ask our CEO anything we would like
to
ask.
Oh, any question?
Yes.
Oh, any question you want to ask.
And Jay, you know,
I'm new, so I could ask a question.
Exactly.
Now, and what you need to know, though, is I ain't no regular CEO.
No, I know that already. I've known you for years.
Okay, run on in if you want to.
Yeah, I know.
HR is open.
Yeah.
Well, why has his voice changed, though, when he becomes a CEO?
Because that's what they do when they want to let you know they're in charge.
Oh, no. You need to know.
HR.
My HR department stands for hell right here.
So the question is, I get to ask a question, right?
Go ahead.
The question is. This is my 11th day here.
Okay.
11th day. I just want to say
congratulations,
thank you guys.
Congratulations.
I really love everybody's great work here.
Glad
so now
here,
that Jay. I have the man on the phone, a direct question would not be out the way, right? So my question is this.
Not at all.
Here's my question.
Come
I'm
on.
Getting ready to ask my question now because I have a question to ask him.
Hey,
the question is, go ahead, sir. Excuse me.
But you asked the damn question.
I'm being ready. I just want to make sure you know that there is a question about to come out.
Well, we show about that.
The 11th day. The question is, I've been doing a good job. You would you agree that I've been doing a good job?
Yes.
Oh, Jay, you're excellent.
I think I fit in with everybody. I haven't had any
camaraderie.
None of that. You know, been on time earlier than most people.
You get here
way earlier.
So?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm just putting out the things I've done.
Okay.
All right. In 11 days.
In 11 days. Mm-hmm. My question is, can I have a day off?
After 11 days?
Yes. Because you would agree that I'm talking more than I would normally talk over there. That's strenuous.
So
I'm not used to all this talking.
So after 2 weeks and a day.
This is weighing on me.
11 days?
11 in, yes. And I'm diabetic.
Are you going to throw that in
there? What that's got to do with anything?
Pull the sick card.
We're gonna let the CEO have it.
Not to mention, we go way back.
You guys are boys.
Yeah, we go way back. So that's my question.
What is your question?
Can I have a day off?
Oh, because it was so long, I forgot.
CEO?
Well, let's just go at this a couple of ways. First of all, thank you for the question. Appreciate
that's
it.
Nice. That's very nice.
The timing of it is a bit peculiar to me as a CEO. First of all, most people don't work nowhere 11 days and then ask for a day off.
Come
the
on,
fact
CEO.
That you've been here every day is what you paid to do. And the fact that you've been on time is what radio is all about. Therefore, you've done nothing strange. The fact that we've allowed you to talk more than you've ever talked before is another sticking point in the debate because that's about to get shut down from here on out because it is that damn stressful for you. What we don't want you over here doing is stressing out. So we're going to cut your mic off a whole lot more and get you back to where you can handle it. Next and lastly, the fact that you're a diabetic, you should not have pointed that out to me because I failed to put that into my calculation when we negotiating your deal. So from now on, you and Junior, all y'all sick days, you can take as many sick days as you want, but they come out your check. Because y'all sick days, because y'all sick days is not our fault. First of all, Junior was born with his sick days, so he got to take that up with the Lord. You, on the other hand, is type 2. Your ass could have prevented this. But oh, no. You just a big donut sandwich eating something. So now your ass wants you need orange juice and all this is from the fallout.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that on this show for type 2. Type 2, your ass ate your ass to this here condition. So now all your sick, I'm talking. And you got all your days is combined. And the
Steve,
answer is,
Steve? leave, Steve.
Yeah, you can have his day. What? You had his day.
It's not very CEO-ish. He knows
hey, don't nobody work nowhere 11 days and add 4 days off. That ain't very employee.
The workload is unbelievable. It really is.
I can't believe his response is longer than your question.
He running with it, though.
Yes. He running with it. Right?
Yeah. So you can take the day off, but that'll come out your check, too. And if I was you being a diabetic, I'd save my sick day. Because they coming out your check, too.
So that's no.
So then I
think
that
would be a no.
That's a no.
Yes. No. You guys, Tommy has a question.
Okay, yeah. To the CEO. Yes, sir. So, CEO, as of this coming Thanksgiving holiday, I'm scheduled to have surgery on my right rotator cuff, which is torn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sad. Yes.
You know, I'm looking at the news and checking out the whole healthcare situation. If this goes sour, is it possible that the company will pick up the bill on my shoulder? Because I do need to get my shoulder.
You must be well, working first of
all, first of all, let me explain something to you. You having a rotator cuff surgery in at Thanksgiving, and we ain't even got to 4th of July. We gonna consider that a pre-existing condition. And therefore, under this new administration, we don't give a damn about you. So you can go in and have a surgery, but our medical would not be picking up because that's a pre-existing condition. And since y'all instead of being voted for this man and don't want Obamacare, y'all ignorant ass, then Obama do care.
But sir, I thought
but
since
Steve
we
don't give a damn.
I thought since we played golf together, you would look out for me on this situation.
We ain't played golf in a long time. And the way you swing the club, it ain't got a damn thing to do with your rotator cuff.
Hey, CEO, quickly, I know we don't have much time, but all of us have...
We only have 10 seconds. Yeah, we ain't got no time for that. So, now ain't no more questions.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, CEO.
We'll come back and answer a couple of questions before we...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, it's church complaints, but I just wanted to ask you, are you finished with the CEO? Because I did have one more question for you.
Well, you know, I'm finished if y'all ain't, but if y'all ain't, come on with it, what you need?
Well, you know, all of us have kids. The ones with older kids, like me, Tommy, Jay, whoever. I just wanted to know, you know, summertime, will there be any summer internships available in this company for our children to work and maybe earn some extra money over the summertime?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
You're not going to think about it?
No, we're not having internships for employees' kids. We're having trouble with the employees.
With their parents.
Why would we want their kids and offspring walking around here?
But we want to teach them
I can't get what I want. Well, you know, right now, Shirley, we can't get what we want out you right now. So why would we have your offspring up in here?
I like that shit.
You know, and you know, like they say, the apple don't fall far from the tree, and yours is right here.
Steve, I'm a doctor now. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, and I wanted to say congratulations for that. I saw that on Instagram. I tried to make a comment, but I don't know how. And so I just want to say congratulations, Shirley. You're a doctor now. A doctor,
thank you.
You look about as surprised as I did when I got mine. So thank you very much. All that
thank
is
you.
Oh, so such way. Any more before we go to church complaint?
No, anybody else got a question?
Carl, you ain't got nothing.
Say
you
no.
Junior, I do have a concern.
You say no to everything.
Well, go ahead, Junior. What is your concern?
Well, since they did, replace the health care, so I look like I'm out because I got a pre-existing condition. Will you be covering my insurance from here on out? Just asking for.
Just ask yourself that question out loud.
Will you be? Okay, never mind. Then
so,
I got
you. Well, you had coverage, so you I guess
you're
going to cut it now?
Sickle cell.
Yes, sir. I just want to know if you're going to cover that since they're repealing it and everything.
Trying to.
I don't think he listened to any of the other
answers.
They're
trying to.
Yes. No.
And no.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask for vacation, but this right here.
Oh, you get a vacation.
Oh, thank you,
that's one
Steve.
Thing we do.
Wow,
oh, you get a vacation.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because I'm looking in about 2 weeks. I want to go on vacation. Thank you, boss. That's awesome.
Too late
Carla.
For 2 weeks.
What happened?
Yo, no, you got to ask for that.
he's saying you asked 30 days.
You gotta have 30 day notice to get a vacation. You try to go in 2 weeks.
Where you get that from?
The voice went real high. Dude.
From me. I just got it from me. Just
You're the worst CEO ever.
I gotta change my plans.
I know.
All right.
I guess bring your grown folks to work day is not the question.
Only one got kids that qualify for any intern program in here is Tasha and Jordan and Sydney.
Younger
Tasha,
children.
Jordan, and Sydney. After that, we don't even have them in here. I tell you who ain't coming up in here.
Trey.
No.
Well, all right. I guess we'll go to church complaints then.
Switch it, Pastor.
We is here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gather together on this Monday.
Yes.
To allow for people that come to the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Who obviously is the most ungrateful congregation I've ever heard. Yeah. Somebody please tell my brother that he ain't in here yet because he just too much breathing.
Yeah. Is he all right, Pastor?
And not.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Go ahead. All right. Deacon, what do you have?
Pastor, we have a situation. Due to Cinco de Mayo this past Friday, our Latino members worked all weekend here at the church. They have dug a tunnel from Mexico to the church all day Sunday morning. I don't think you noticed it. People were coming up out the baptismal pool. They are coming up out the baptismal pool,
so
Pastor.
Wrong.
You're going to have to stop this tunnel. I don't know. Well, what are we going to do?
We've funded the tunnel because of our Latina congregation.
Hola. Uh-huh.
And so what we wanted them to be able to do was come from Mexico and get the word.
Uh-huh.
And they can stay. We actually funded the tunnel as a backlash or the foreseeable coming of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We've already tunneled.
That's right.
Yeah, there's another tunnel that goes straight to Trump International. There's another tunnel that goes straight to Trump International Golf Course.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he trying to let us not know who cutting that grass.
Yeah.
So they just pop up, do the work, drop back down.
Adios,
but the thing
amigo.
Is, they don't go home. They do not go home.
Mm-hmm.
And nor should they.
That's right. Your brother, I think, wants to say.
Is he sick?
No, I'm not sick at all.
Uh-oh.
Very well.
Very healthy.
Do I sound sick?
Yeah.
You really? Do,
yeah.
Bro.
Never noticed it.
I know you never have. Deacon, go ahead.
I have a church announcement.
Okay.
So, could put right in here, church announcement. Clarice and Clara. Mm-hmm. Clarice and Clara, you know them well. They're the only Siamese twins that are connected at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only church members that we have that are connected to hip.
Uh-huh.
Well, this Sunday morning, one of them was sporting a black eye.
Oh.
One of them has a tendency to run off at the mouth, you know, just one of them, and just sporting a black eye. And so we're going to send prayers out for her because she's sporting a black eye. Something she said. You know.
Do we know who hit her?
We don't know who hit her. I think her sister hit her.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
you know,
I know what happened.
They fight all the time.
I can tell you.
Yes, they do fight.
No, absolutely. Back yes. out, Lloyd. You made your announcement. I'm going here to clear this up.
What happened, Reverend?
What do you think happened, Pastor?
It happened this weekend in the bathroom. They connected at the hip. And one of them was sitting on the toilet using it, and the other one was just hanging over there and got tired of it and said, "Would you please hurry up?"
Could you hurry up?
And she was sitting over there on the waste paper basket, and she just took too long, and she just went... caught that your clocks are dead in the eye.
Yeah.
And you strong. We share a hip, but we do not share an anus. It was too much.
Pastor.
It's too much.
Pastor, we got it.
I asked you not to eat that, and you ate it anyway. Now, here we is in here together.
She's hanging off.
Stop. She hit him dead in that. She punched him dead in that.
Wow.
Thanks
for clearing that up.
Brother Raymond Bradley, you know, he's on the usher board and work, but he... also works full-time at United Airlines. He asked Brother Floyd Rivers to stop moving during altar prayer. He wouldn't quit moving. He drug him out the church on Sunday. And now Brother Floyd wants to sue the church. You're going to have to talk to him, Pastor.
Well, we're setting up a special ass-whooping session in the parking lot. Club Brother Rivers.
Here at the church.
We call it... We'll be back with more of What Is We Doing, Shirley.
Miss Ann is coming up with our national news.
We'll be back, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, Miss Ann, with our national news and headlines, of course. Also coming up, a special edition today. Get ready for this, a reality update, because I don't know if you saw it last night, Real Housewives of Atlanta. We have to talk about this. That's coming up at 8:41 Eastern, 7:41 Central. Yeah, we have to talk about that. Carla.
It's urgent.
Yeah. Special edition of Reality Update coming up.
I was sitting there just going, child.
I cannot with you.
You were not, but it was so good.
It was a lie.
It was good.
I don't even know what's on.
It was good. It was good. It was good.
I had Andy Cohen on my show the other day.
Oh, did you really?
Cool.
I like him. He's a cool cat.
Oh, yeah. He is. All right. Well, a lot of stuff going on in the news. Steve, first of all, congratulations to you because your Cleveland Cavaliers eliminated. They swept the Raptors.
We sweeping.
That's all they doing, buddy.
Yeah, they ain't lost yet.
Take the time, yeah.
They all get them ragged-ass Rockets and come on up there with
that. Here we come. We coming.
Yo, I hope you do.
It's 2-2 right now.
2-2.
Nah. So the Cavs swept the Toronto Raptors from the playoffs. Now Cleveland is waiting for the winner of the Boston Celtics and Washington Wizards series.
That's 2-2.
So you're talking sports. Can I get in?
The blessing y'all got right there was that Tony Parker went down.
Yes, we did.
We'll take that.
Wow. You're talking about Houston?
San Antonio series.
I knew that.
I just got into sports, but I knew that.
All y'all can do is get to. You can only get to. Yeah, y'all ain't going past Golden State. Let's go and stop this.
You kill our dream.
You're a dream killer, man.
Houston, you hate on the Lakers.
On the Lakers, yes.
Yeah. Well, probably ain't gonna get past. Probably ain't gonna get past San Antonio. They gonna pop. Gonna think of something. But that'll be the end of y'all.
We'll see. We shall see, partner. We shall see.
Go Rockets.
And, and Boston going to give y'all a little something, something. I think Boston going to come up out of that.
Hey, dog. Boston messed around. Got their serious time. Dog, Boston got their hands full with Washington right now. You must not be paying attention.
John Wall is going to work.
Hey, dog, ain't nobody whooping the cat. So just come on. We know who the hell ain't going to be in front of this damn show, though.
It ain't gonna be the Rockets, is what you're trying to say?
Nah, I promise you it won't be the damn Rockets. If it is, it'll be your first and last final since the game.
Wow.
It ain't the first.
Wow. And as far as the 143rd Kentucky Derby goes, in muddy conditions.
How did George Wallace's mama do? It was a muddy track. So
always dreaming, Jay.
She didn't win again. Bless her heart. She runs every year. Under a different name every
anyway,
year.
The horse was always dreaming. Yeah,
that's the name, always dreaming.
1.6 million.
God, dog.
That was that purse. Okay, Steve, you know a little something about this. The media was forced to evacuate the red carpet at yesterday's MTV Movie and TV Awards due to inclement weather with no cover. All right. With no cover provided, those on the red carpet outside the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles were pelted with rain and then some hail. And many were relocated to a parking garage to take cover as a remainder of the MTV's pre-show appeared to move indoors. That's so unusual.
That's funny because it's like somebody would go, we need cover.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is with the news, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Morning, Miss Ann.
How about it?
Miss Ann.
It rained the day before. They should have been ready for that.
Annie.
Good morning, Miss
Somebody
Ann.
Go get Annie. Annie.
Annie. But I see former President Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
He was...
Go ahead, Shirley.
Well, yeah, he's going to scream it out again. You know he is.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Miss Ann will probably tell
no,
us about
not,
this. he has called on members of Congress to oppose the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. I told you. Mm-hmm. I know him. Okay, I know him. That's his signature health care bill, of course. He was at doing a speech at the JFK Library Foundation in Boston yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He gave those while receiving the 2017 John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Those are his first since the House voted to repeal and replace Obamacare on Thursday. That was the House. Now it has to move to the Senate. So I like that. He called upon them to have courage in both parties,
right.
You know, not let them to destroy the affordable health care because millions will be affected by this.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Junior,
I
right here.
Okay.
You think I ain't watching?
Yeah. Every move they make, right?
I can't afford to lose.
Talk to your local Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody was calling me? Was someone calling me?
Your daddy was, you know, your uncle. Ann!
That's how
Where the hell is
Ann? Anyway, here I am. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Good news. Another 80 or so Nigerian schoolgirls have been released from captivity by the terrorist group Boko Haram.
Oh, that is great.
This is the latest group of the over 200 girls abducted from those schools 3 years ago. Some of them have children. Celebrations continue in Paris, where the centrist Emmanuel Macron handily won the presidency over right-winger Marie Le Pen. Marie Le Pen was dubbed Francis Donald Trump, and she was trumped out. She was kind of lost out. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand urging her colleagues to reject the health care bill passed by the House representatives last week.
It's up to all of us to speak out as forcefully as we can so that this bill does not pass the Senate and never becomes law.
And the top movie of the weekend box office was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
The fate of the universe lies on your shoulders.
Now, whatever you do, don't push this button.
Now, repeat back what I just said.
I am Groot.
Uh-huh.
No!
Anyway, they made a whole lot of money, $145 million. Mm-hmm. This has been Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly at 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening
to
the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., J. Anthony Brown.
Everyone.
Oh, my God. It's just a beautiful, beautiful Monday. And I'm just
hey,
so glad.
Y'all speak back to
it. Morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Morning, butterfly. Flap
morning,
on.
Butterfly.
Flap on, brother.
Good
flutter,
speaking.
Flutter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Eugene?
Hey, everybody. It's just so good to be here.
Yeah.
And all of us are going to be on the talk show today, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
I heard him
you're not going to be on the talk show.
No. Yes, I am. I got my whole ensemble together and everything. I have everything together.
You're not going to be on the talk show today. It's Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., and J. Anthony Brown.
I went shopping yesterday.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to be on the show today.
Yeah. You can wear it in the audience.
No. Steven, I bought Jeggings and everything. I am so prepared.
Jeggings?
Yes.
So what were you going to, what's your ensemble?
I had some Jeggings, you know.
What are Jeggings?
You can wear that on your night.
Leggings.
No.
Get snatched.
I thought the entire show was going to be on the talk show.
Well,
why is everybody laughing?
All the people going to be on the show. We got no characters are coming.
But that's not the entire show. I carry a full... Huh?
Yeah, I know. No, you're a character. None of the characters are going to be on the show.
But what about the clothes I bought?
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't nobody tell you to go do that.
Where to a restaurant?
Roscoe's not going to be there. Odell ain't going to be there. Ralph ain't going to be there. Adnoid ain't going to be there. Def Jam ain't going to be there. And you ain't going to be there.
But I thought
Odell
I was.
Ain't coming.
But I thought I was more to you all than the rest of those people. I thought I meant more.
Oh, you're not. You're not.
You don't mean that much.
At all.
Let me move on. This is okay. I gotta find my receipt. I gotta take this stuff back. I can't. That's too much.
Oh, those receipts.
So I'm wanting you all's help. I have started production. Well, I'm starting to write my own book. It's called Floating My Feelings, and I'm at the beginning stages of floating my feelings. It's just, you know, it's butterfly thoughts, but I'm floating my feelings. And Stephen, I'm gonna need your help because I want you to turn me on to what is the name of the book place? Schuster or whatever. I want you to get me with them.
Oh, Simon and Schuster.
Simon and Schuster. So I can yeah, you know.
I don't promote. Know nobody over there.
How you did three, four books and I don't know nobody over there? That doesn't make no sense.
We're gonna murder because the hits when we come back.
Oh. Steve.
Because it wasn't Simon and Schuster.
Well, don't you know somebody over there?
Yes, you do. You've written Murder four books.
Coming back. Oh, no.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up next, it's J. Anthony Brown with another murder that
hit. Another murder to hit the song. Well, one of the things about the murders that hits is to take the song that's already out and totally destroy it.
Okay.
That's what the name Murder the Hits. Alicia Keys' song, We've Got Something in Common. Mm-hmm. A great song.
Yeah.
Very good song. You like it. I love it.
Yeah.
But this song is dedicated to people who have nothing in common
at all,
yet they remain together. Check it out.
Sometimes you just get sick of a mother. You used to be my life, but now sometimes I wish that you were dead. Fed up, I don't want to try. If I had a brick, I'd smash you in your head. I hate you, you and I through. You're not my boo, time for you to move. If you stay my way, I might just wanna kill ya. I know you, you just can't take the truth. We ain't got nothing in common. I'm just being honest with you. We ain't got nothing in common. Hell, I'm being honest with you. It's time for me to set myself free. You bring the hater out of me. I hope you catch an STD. You're such a stupid fool. It's time for me to set myself free. You bring the hater out of me. I hope you catch an STD. You're such a stupid fool. We ain't got nothing in common. And I'm just being honest with you.
Let's say it all.
We ain't got nothing in common.
We ain't got nothing.
Don't stop it.
I'm just being honest with you. You bring the hater out in me. I hope you catch an STD.
Yeah, that's the line.
You've been
right
in a
there.
Relationship where you ain't have nothing in common with nobody.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what day
Love
is it
Jay.
That you realize that?
I think when they walk in the door, when they come back from wherever it is they've been, and they come back and they go, hey, that's it right there. That's what I can't stand about your ass. When you say, hey, how you doing? That gets
like
on my...
When they walk in the house?
Hey, how you doing? See, that's the thing that's making me mad right there.
Yeah. That I spoke to you?
That you spoke. Good morning. What's so good about it?
If you hear.
Yeah. I murdered that one.
How do you get to that point, though?
Oh, we've all
but
been
you know,
there.
But you know, man, when the relationship is ending, everything is wrong. All of it's on your last nerve.
Mm-hmm. You hate
everything
them.
They do.
The breathing.
Yeah.
I hate I just, the way you breathe.
You don't like her breathing? God.
No. My girlfriend couldn't stand the way her husband chewed his food.
It's over then.
Yeah,
it's completely over, right?
She was done. They divorced shortly thereafter.
If you chew one more time.
If you chew something one more time, you get on my last nerve with that shit.
I had a girl told me she didn't like my cologne and never did. You know, we was only like dating for like, you know, about 4 or 5 months, something like that.
What kind of cologne you wearing?
Avon, why? Devin by Avon. Yeah, that was the coldest stuff I ever smelled in my life.
At that time.
Could you hell hands down?
Well, and I could afford.
Oh yeah, okay, and I could afford. That's a big part.
I got about to say.
Because when Lagerfeld hit the scene, what?
Everybody had that.
The coldest stove bought. What? Of all time with polo.
Oh, get out of here. Totally disagree. High karate. Are you kidding me?
You out your mind.
High karate.
Jupe, anybody? Jupe.
Gray flannel.
Brute by Fabergé.
Fabergé.
It's not a cologne. I just love the way it smells. Tusty red. Are you kidding me?
That's the ass whooping I ever got over some tussie.
Oh, yes, Steve.
I know.
I wish we had time to tell that story right now.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a great one. All right, coming up, the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
I got one. Yay, yay. I'm going to keep it stupid. I promise you.
Please do.
Now make it go up in there. Now make it come down.
All right, coming up, the strawberry letter subject, guys. I can't believe he cheated on me. That is the subject.
Why not?
But before we get to the letter, prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Nah, I want y'all to allow me to just be stupid for a moment. You know, I know I'm not stupid all the time.
That
but just
when
for,
you woke up.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up. Hey, Junior.
We've tried to get you to stop, as a matter of fact, but that didn't work.
You know what, Shirley? I think you just mad because you had to pay your bill last night at the dinner. That's all that is.
No.
Who paid your bill?
Junior.
Oh,
wow.
Junior paid for my dinner, too. Thank you, Junior. That
Thank
was
you
very
so
nice.
Much.
If I'd known that was paying, I wouldn't have gone where I went. Norman's, that's good. But I didn't know y'all was over there paying.
Oh, Norman's, that's my friend.
It's a very nice place.
Southside.
But he over there paying. I could have gone.
Wow. Junior's so sweet.
Yeah, no problem, Shirley. You're welcome, Carl.
He's taking on my title. I used to pay.
Well, come on now. Where am I right or wrong, Unc? Well, the ladies had to pay for their dinner.
I mean, you know, not if y'all dating.
Oh, we got a date?
Don't ask him, Junior.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, if you're out on a date, of course you pay for the lady.
But we were just out
co-workers.
To dinner as friends and co-workers,
I pay for your dinner because y'all co-worker, because y'all expect it. Because when the check comes, y'all don't touch it.
They don't. Nothing. And they do expect it.
Hands don't move, huh?
Mm-mm. No. No, they get to drink it real slow out their glass with a straw.
We're like, what
so
is
if I don't
that?
Reach over there and get it, I have to be in there all night.
All right, I got it for you, y'all. Repo Man. Repo Man. Everybody know it.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach a please.
This him.
How are you? My name is Robert. I'm with the collection agency. You do own a Sierra 2003 GMC truck, am I correct?
Yep.
Okay, we don't show that we've had any payments within the last, I guess, about close to 4 months now. And we want to try and stop having to come in and repossess it. Maybe we give you a chance to bring your payment in, but we haven't had a payment from you in about 4 months, sir.
No, I just want to pay my truck. No, I had changed from financial. I'm with the other bank. I don't remember with them no more. Yeah, I've been paying all the time. It's direct deposit from my account. I ain't worried about that.
Well, I'm with they've turned you over to us. I'm with collection agency, and we haven't gotten anything from. I don't show any. any paperwork here on the computer at all that we've had any payments made within the last 4 months. So that's why they...
No, I've been paying it. I don't know how they turned it over to y'all without my permission. They can't never turn my tires and my truck over to y'all and pay y'all. I don't even know y'all.
Well, I understand that, sir. What happens is if you haven't paid it in a certain amount of time, it actually comes over to the collection agency, and that's what they've done. They've actually sent it over to us. And they've given us pretty much all the information on you. I guess it's a goldish type of color Sierra 2003 GMC truck, from my understanding. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's my truck.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to need from you today, Jeremy, is for you to come in and make a payment to us this evening for 4 months so we can so we don't have to come in and repossess your truck. And I don't want to have to do that, but if I have to send a wrecker out there to you, I have your address on file as well. I don't want to have to send anybody out to pick it up.
Hold on, partner. Slow down. Y'all not coming in my truck, and I'm not paying y'all for no 4 months. I've been paying my truck no on time every month. That's a done deal.
Sir, I don't want to get in a back and forth with you, but I'm telling you exactly how it's going to go. Now, I'll come out there and repossess it myself, but I'm telling
you. Look, partner. Slow down. Look, that's not even where we got to go with that. You don't need to be screaming and fussing and chaotic and come get it yourself and all that stuff. You ain't with my truck. My truck, that's gonna be that.
All right, wait, hang on, let's back up, because I'm a man just like you, man. What do you mean it's gonna be that? What are you saying? What are you saying to me, son?
I'm telling you, look, I'm telling you that I paid my truck note, and that's a final. I don't know who you
are. Well, I've already stated to you before, I'm with an agency, and let's get one thing straight. You don't tell me, I tell you. Now,
dude, calm down. We're on the phone. It don't make no sense talking, over the phone or whatnot. You can come get the truck. My truck right here at work. I'm right here. You can come try to get my truck. You can come over here.
Sir, I'm already aware of where you work and the whole nine yards. Now, I'm trying to be as cordial with you as I can. Now,
but
you can.
You're not being cordial. You're talking about coming to get my truck when I told you I'd be paying my. So, you should have dropped that and be like, all right, I'm going to check with somebody else and make sure I'm right. And then call me back.
I'm telling you, you haven't paid anything. That's what I'm telling you. I've got it listed on the computer. You've been turned over to an agency, and you haven't done it. You haven't done a thing.
Well, you stupid. You wasting your breath screaming and hollering over the phone like that, because that ain't going to do me or you no good. If you ain't getting no money from me, then you ain't coming with my truck. Well, matter of fact, you could come with my truck. I'm going to be at my truck, and I'm going to wait on you. What time are you going to be there?
It doesn't make any difference, sir. You're going to get repossessed tonight. If I don't get 4 months' payment, definitely. If I don't get 4 months' payment brought into me, collection agency, your truck will be taken care of.
Dude, hold on. Listen, man, hold on. Father, if that's with me, you kind of serious. Go with my truck. Hey, look, stop screaming at me over this phone, partner.
You quit cursing at me. That's what's wrong.
You, man. Man, you got me twisted. Look, my truck parked right outside. You can come over here and get it. I'll be sitting over there waiting for you.
Look, you know what? I'm at the point I don't give a about this job. I'm ready to come kick your That's what I'm ready to do. Call him back, Kat.
Hello?
I don't need a little scared hanging up the phone. You stand here like a man and you handle your problems.
Hey, hold on. I'm at work. I can't be dealing with that, man. I gotta go back to work, bro. You stop calling my
I'm at work too, doing my job the same way you're doing yours.
Hey, well, make your money. Do your job. Come get the truck.
I got one more thing I want to say to you before you go. Are you listening?
No, I'm listening. I didn't what you said, partner.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by
out of here. No, you got all my teeth trimmed in, man.
You all right, man?
No, I'm not all right. I'm on top of this roof, man. I'm talking to my cooler. I'm upset. Yeah, you got me about to jump on this roof trying to get to my truck.
She told me, man. She said that boy loved that truck.
Yeah, that's my truck, man. That's my only transportation, man. That's to and from work.
Hey, man.
Oh, man, you got my back hurt. Yeah, you got it, bro. You got it pretty good.
Hey, I gotta ask you, man. Tell me, brother, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, no doubt. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the nephew will be in Dallas, Texas. It's going down Wednesday at the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters. I am in a play called Mama's Boy. That's me. That's Eugene. That's Robin Givens. That's Jackie Harry. Little G who? From Silk. The list goes. I don't even know.
Who what are you in the play?
Are you the boy? No, I'm not the boy.
Are you the mama?
I'm not. No, I'm not. What make you think that? No, I'm not the mama. I'm a police officer in the play, Uncle Steve.
Oh.
Okay, I was just asking, dog.
And Eugene is in the play as well. Mama's Boy. It's Wednesday. Opens up Wednesday in Dallas. No, Eugene is not
the boy.
No, he's not.
Are y'all on stage at the same time?
Almost. Almost. That was good. That was good. Almost. So it's going down. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. Yes, sir. You can get them at Ticketmaster. I don't care where you get them. I'm back with my old promoters, Mr. Marvin Webster and Al Wash.
Oh, yeah.
Marvin Webster, Al Wash.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Strawberry Letter up next. A subject I can't believe he cheated on me.
They have nothing in common.
Shirley, you been cheated on before?
Yes.
Yeah. How you take that?
I took it very well. Yeah. I want to kill him. Yeah,
well, we know who Key calls around here.
Allegedly.
When they get cheated on.
Wait a minute. I'm new. Allegedly.
Yeah. They don't have any proof of this. Of these allegations.
I stay out of all these conversations right here.
Have you ever cheated?
I've been in 69 relationships.
For sure.
Take my mic out.
You don't get in and out of them like that without something popping off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Strawberry Letter up next. Can't believe he cheated on me. Woo.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I can't believe he cheated on me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating my guy for almost 3 years. He's married, and I love him beyond words. There has never been any talk of him leaving his wife, and I don't ever pressure him to do so. We spent the night together for the first time ever this past weekend, and the experience has made me love him even more. Here's the problem. Twice in the past 6 months, he has walked in on me cheating on him. I was not in the act, but I was getting dressed both times. I naturally took responsibility for my actions, but only to find out that he's been cheating on me as well. It wasn't really a surprise because I had my intuitions, but he's always denied it. I refuse to argue about it. What should I do? I can't imagine my life without him. Please help.
Wow.
What do you want us to do with this? I mean, really.
WTH.
Yeah. You're in a relationship with a married guy. He's cheating. You're cheating. You guys have nothing. You have nothing. There's no trust. There's no loyalty. There's no commitment. There's no love in this relationship, even though you say you really love him after you spent the night with this married man. Come on. That's lust. And it sounds like you guys have some sort of open relationship because you guys are doing everyone. You're doing it. He's caught you cheating twice or putting on your clothes afterwards twice. You've caught him, although he's denied it. This is just a mess. I mean, really, 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 what do you want us to do with this? You can't imagine your life without him. Well, why don't you try it, okay? Try to imagine your life without this married cheating guy. Try to imagine a better life for yourself. Okay? Stop seeing this married man. He's not going to change. You're not going to change. The cheating is not going to stop. You're still going to be number two, number three, number four, whenever he can get to you in his life. Okay? You've already wasted 3 years with this guy. Let's not make it four. All right? Steve?
This is pretty much, I don't even know why you would write anybody with this, because we don't have a solution for you. And you're actually not even looking for a solution. What are you have nothing here? This is nothing. Ain't nobody lied to nobody. I don't hear nothing.
here.
We're here, dog.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm sorry. I disconnected. I didn't hear anything.
We got you.
It's just, this is nothing that you have. You've been dating a guy for 3 years. He's married, and I love him beyond words. Right there, the opening line. Right. Where we both, what? There was never been any talk of him leaving his wife, and I don't ever pressure him to do so. He not leaving her. We spent the night together for the first time and this past weekend, and that experience has made me love him even more. Okay, here's the problem. No. The problem is everything you done typed up till you said, here's the problem. The problem, lady, what? Twice in the past 6 months, he has walked in on me cheating on him. Walked in? You putting your clothes on both times.
Oh, man.
I was not in the act, but I was getting dressed both times. I naturally took responsibility for my act. Who else was in there? He walked in there, it was you. Okay, I'm finna get to my ass in a minute.
Go ahead.
I wasn't surprised because I had my to then find out he's been cheating on me as well. He married.
That's what I'm saying.
The cheat, girl. The
Come
cheat has been in 3 years ago. I found out he cheated. Now, he married. He been cheating.
Hello.
When you when he saw you, y'all, you been cheating. What the hell? Stupid ass letter. But he has denied it. I refuse to argue about it. What should I do? I can't imagine my life without him. You have nothing with him. All right, here's the deal. He's married. What should I do? You should figure out the difference. You should start by learning the difference between right and wrong. Mm. Just try that. Just some basic information. See, your whole letter wrong and you trying to work something right out of this. We can't help you. Mm-mm. Look, everybody make mistakes. Mm. We ain't judging, but you all out of bounds and then you want to know how you can get inbound. You got to get on the field. You're playing the game wrong. You're cheating with this man. We can't do that. I can't imagine life without him. You have nothing without him. All right, here's the whole relationship is built on nothing. Let me just lay out a couple of facts. Maybe you ain't thought about this. You ready? Here's two things. He ain't your husband, and you ain't his wife.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
You heard him.
Ta-da.
Don't do that.
That's it. That's the truth.
He ain't your husband,
yeah,
and you ain't his wife. Here's the other thing.
3 years.
He has a wife. Mm-hmm. And you got two other men.
That's crazy.
That he done walked in on you getting dressed.
Really crazy.
Now you done found out he done cheated with somebody else. Now he been cheating with you the whole time.
Why is this door not locked?
Just lock that door.
He's got a key to the house.
Yeah, he got a key.
Wow.
Come over there when he wants to.
Right.
I can't imagine my life without him. It ain't nothing with him.
Right.
Hell, it ain't nothing with him. You know what? I bet you I would get to imagine my life without him.
Try it, right.
You know what he need to do? But see, here the sad part about this dude. He going to get busted. Mm-hmm. He going to lose his wife over you. And you are already seeing two other men.
Mm-mm.
This dude finna throw his wife out the window over you. And you can't even get yourself a husband because you with this other woman's husband. And all this is a disaster. Why are we still talking about this letter, Steve? I don't know. Shirley, ask me a question about this letter. Let me just give it to you.
I mean, you know, just so people, just so, you know, women out there will understand it. She said in the letter it wasn't really a surprise to her that he was cheating, but she had her intuitions. Okay. Listen to your intuition, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't she listen?
Yeah, but them ain't intuitions. You don't even need intuition to know he cheating. Because he been married with you for 3 years. He already cheating. That ain't intuition. That's an admission. It rhymes with intuition, but it's merely an admission. We'll be back with the rest of this. I don't even know why.
Part two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, well, can we be honest, y'all?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Keep it 100.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm through with this, Dan.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's 100. I don't really have nothing to say. I mean, why? You're not trying to do right.
Yeah.
You can't imagine yourself without him in your life, so please help. You're trying to find a way to keep him. Mm-hmm. Okay, then just keep seeing the married man. That's all you got to do.
You got to help her with that, though.
Now, I'm helping her. Keep seeing. She don't want help. She don't want to stop. She can't imagine her life without him, and she's not pressuring him to leave her husband, his wife.
His wife,
because she's
yeah.
seeing two dudes on the side herself.
This is such a mess.
She just doing what she want to do, and mm-hmm. she like doing it a lot.
Yeah.
So now, there you have it. Mm. Now,
with whoever,
all of this,
whomever.
And here's the deal. You're going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. There's a cost to this. You're going to pay for it. I hate to tell you this, but you're going to pay for that. Mm. Everybody does. When you do wrong, you got to pay for it. It comes in one way or another. Mm-mm. Man, help me. Lord, help me.
Don't nobody see what I see.
Get it right. No, Tommy, what do you see?
What is it that you see?
She's cheating, but evidently she's cheating in the wrong places. For somebody to keep walking in, you got to find a place to cheat.
Well, you can lock the door.
Yes.
It's you, Tommy.
You know, hey, when somebody doesn't have a key. Hey, listen,
both of y'all
really
stupid.
Yes.
You and Jay.
No, we're
logical.
As
soon as you see him say something stupid, you can't wait to get in with
I usually agree with him. But that was even before I got here. I agree with everything he said.
Before you even got on
before
the show?
Before I got on the show. Over
there?
Me.
Over
yeah.
there? You?
Yeah, over there. I'd listen. I'm like, Tommy's absolutely right.
I mean, don't you agree that if you're going to cheat, you need to cheat in a place where nobody can walk in on you?
Yeah. Wow.
And then none of this would really be out right now. We wouldn't even be talking about this.
This wouldn't even be a letter, an issue,
no,
anything.
No.
Lock the door before you be a... You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. and these other men, that's her preparing herself to have something to fall back on. You have to be able to fall back on something.
Quick pause. Let me check the door.
Right.
Do you know, Jay, that Tommy recently just got married?
I'm aware of that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a surprise. You don't know nothing now. Get out of here. Ignorant ass. It's over here.
He keeps
y'all going
saying
to
that.
Lunch there?
Yeah, he hired me. Now who's the fool?
I didn't know to what level.
Wow. Just, okay.
Cheaters need love too, man. That's all I'm saying.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's asinine. What you just said right there. You guys heard about this beef between Gladys? Well, not Gladys. She just got into it, but Aretha Franklin and Dionne Warwick. Gladys
yeah,
is waiting.
Something about this.
Divas are
people. Yes.
Aretha
all the ones.
Franklin.
Yes, we love. Okay, man. Gladys is waiting. It's between Aretha Franklin and Dionne Warwick, like I said. It goes back to things that were said regarding Aretha not attending Whitney Houston's funeral 5 years ago. All right? this is so crazy. On a recent on the recent Daytime Emmy Awards, she said she knows both women well. This is Gladys Knight speaking now, and seems to side just a shade more with Dionne Warwick. She told them, "I know my sister Dionne. It ain't nothing to her." Now, meaning Aretha, is a little bit different. It's just one of those things. Everybody got their little knickknacks going on. Dionne's going to tell it like it is, and Ree's going to be sensitive and cause a whole lot of riffraff. What happened was Dionne said that Aretha Franklin was Whitney's godmother, mm-hmm. basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Aretha... For some reason, she took offense to that, saying she was too busy to be anyone's godmother.
So don't call me that.
Yeah, don't call me godmother.
That was
She's
offensive?
Too busy. Yeah, she was offended by that. And Gladys just put it all into perspective. She sided a bit with Dionne, like I said. She says, Dionne's going to tell it like it is, and Ree's going to be sensitive and cause a whole lot of riffraff.
So now here's what we've learned from this story, folks. Old people shouldn't beef because old people don't beef good. All they beefs is about old stuff. Who gives a damn who was Whitney's godmother?
Yeah.
Dion said she was the godmother. Riri don't want to be the godmother because she too busy.
Too busy.
Them is old ass beefs. The good thing about old beefs, ain't nobody gonna get shot in this whole thing. Congratulations.
And Dion,
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what's coming up. It's Monday.
You know it is.
Uh-huh. It's time, Steve, for the nephew's weekend confession.
Because I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. That's all. 877-29-STEVE. Call me. The booth is open.
Yes.
Ain't in the love, Jay. It's stupid. What?
I love stupid and no love in it. That's the part I like about it.
Yes.
All right. Well, as promised, last night, if you saw Real Housewives of Atlanta, it was one for the record books.
Man.
It was crazy. It was wild. Special edition, Carla, of Reality Update. Let's go.
Here we go. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's special edition of Reality Update.
Child, it's a crisis going on.
We couldn't wait, Carla.
Wow.
All right, here's the tea. Here's the tea, y'all. Lies, lies, lies. You ain't got to lie, Craig. Oh. All right, Phaedra, she's just been lying to Portia. Mm. Oh, my goodness. And both Portia and Candy, they broke down. Did you see it last night? It was the reunion. Round four.
Yeah.
Four episodes of the reunion of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Portia, she just actually confessed that it was Phaedra who told her the lie, claiming that Candy and Todd wanted to drug Portia and, you know,
she just made it up.
Rape her.
Yes. That's seduce her.
What?
Yeah.
Did she say she just lies for no reason?
I mean, listen to this, though, Jay. Date rape allegations, Steve. Candy, it was just so much last night. Take a listen to what Candy is saying to Phaedra once she found out. Take a listen.
I just can't believe she would do that. Like, she and I, it has escalated over the years. But to say, repeat and say I would drug somebody, it's just like a multiple levels to that.
Both
it's like, for one, she, as a person who knows me, knows that I don't do drugs and deal with anything with any drugs. But then on top of that, as an attorney, why would you repeat to say somebody
you know
would drug somebody? Do y'all know people was under my comments talking about hashtag Candy, a.k.a. Bill Cosby?
Wow. And Phaedra said nothing.
No, she just sat there, kind of stone-faced.
She didn't defend it at all?
No, it was, and you know how Candy is. She even talked about this on the reunion show, about her brand and her reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for you to spread lies like that.
It was awful.
She tried to deny it a little bit. Phaedra said that she heard it from the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was kind of, repeating what she heard.
Just hearsay.
And then Portia was crying. It was really emotional.
From the streets.
Yeah. And then you gonna repeat this. But
when
this
was Phaedra in the streets?
I was crying last night.
You were crying. Wait a minute.
What'd you say, Steve?
What happened?
I was crying last night too.
Why?
Because the calves swept.
Back to Reality Update.
You had tears of joy for LeBron.
Special edition.
Meanwhile, Portia, she was crying and hugging Phaedra and just telling her that I would never say that about somebody if you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
And then Portia
felt like...
She was
crying and hugging Candy.
No, she was crying and hugging Phaedra.
She was hugging, because she was sitting right next to Phaedra. She was hugging Phaedra because she couldn't believe that her friend would betray her. Like she said, felt betrayed.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean,
she
it was
used
real
her.
Deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it, Carla. She felt used by Phaedra.
Because she was sitting right next to her, and it was like, you put me in this situation. And so she was just crying, and then Phaedra was trying to comfort her, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it was just... Candy was upset. Phaedra, and then they took a break, Steve. This is the part that got me. So they took a break from the taping, and Portia was upset. She's back there crying, telling her sister what happened. Mm-hmm. And then Candy is talking to Todd, her husband, and the other ladies came back there. Meanwhile, Phaedra's getting her makeup touched up.
Yes, her hair. All of that. And you know who else broke down? Sheree broke down, too. Yeah. She had nothing to do with
it,
but she broke down.
I'm with you.
She broke down, too. It was very emotional.
Will they get rid of her? You think she's going to stay on the show?
I don't know. There's so many rumors
that
Phaedra did not get her contract renewed for next season. But there's rumors out there saying she is coming back. Yeah. So you know,
ain't nobody jump on nobody.
She's got to come back though after this. She's got to come back and try to.
Yeah, you can't get rid of a lie like that. That's a good storyline. Yeah. With the liar.
It was so deep yesterday. Yeah. I mean, it really was.
Phaedra kept saying, "I'm sorry."
Housewives.
You are? wait, what?
Breaking news?
What?
Yeah, I'm going on Housewives.
To do what?
To do what?
You know, just walk on.
Oh, a cameo.
Well, you might as well. Y'all be the only married couple on there.
Yeah. You be
Candy and
Todd.
Candy
and Todd are married.
No, I ain't say me and my wife. Oh, no.
Oh, just you.
No, just me. I'm just going to do a walk-on.
You just going to walk in the scene
right
and walk
on by.
Yeah. You walk in somebody's kitchen, get something to drink, and just walk out.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make a sandwich while they're in there talking. And if they talk to me, I'm going to act like I don't hear them.
Steve and they're making ham and cheese.
But I'm going to eat the sandwich the whole season.
Well, making that ham and cheese
the whole season.
Yeah, week I'm going to walk by just as scene after scene. I'm going to walk by with this ham sandwich, just biting it.
Yeah, wow. So anyway, to wrap it up, it was crazy. Portia apologized to Candy.
Too late now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Portia apologized to Candy for spreading those rumors.
It's still too late, though, for that. I mean, you know.
And then Phaedra, she says that, what can I do? I apologize. And the person that I'm most concerned about is Portia. This is what Phaedra said. And I'm sorry that I hurt Candy as well, but all I can do is apologize. I can't change what happened. And I think all of this drama kind of really started when Candy made a claim that Portia had been unfaithful to Apollo. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Apollo went to prison. And I think Phaedra's been trying to
get back at her ever since then.
That's what I think is going on.
Before Apollo went to prison and found true love. I remember that episode. Yeah. I remember.
He found true love.
Yeah.
So that's reality update on Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion 4 last night.
He didn't find a cellmate. He found a soulmate.
Yes. That was crazy. So coming up, Weekend Confessions, nephew.
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. 877-29. Steve, the booth is open, baby.
People confess like they were confessing last night on reality.
That's who need to call.
Nope. Phaedra.
Uh-huh. Call me, Phaedra.
Confess. Get it off your chest.
Who going to call me, boo?
Aretha might call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for the nephew's favorite segment every Monday. It's called Weekend Confessions, where you call and let us know what you did over the weekend, and then you tell it to the nephew. Because what, nephew?
Because the nephew is not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. The booth is open. You don't need your real name, none of that. Call me now, 877-29-STEVE.
All right, let's go to line 3 and talk to John out of Alabama.
John.
How you doing, Steve, man? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, John? What's your confession?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, y'all?
I'm good.
My weekend confession. I call myself, man, trying to finally get out the house, man. I don't really go out too much. So my mom wasn't wanting to go ahead and talk me into going out to the club, man. So I decided to go ahead and stroll on out there, and we get out there within, I'd say, an hour of being there. I guess her turn-up level was higher than mine. We get to buying drinks. Next thing you know, she way, way, way more hot than I am, man. And I didn't really know how to control that situation. So every time I get to talking to her, trying to calm her down, all the things she's telling me is there's nothing really I can do. She's my mama. So, after about 6-7 drinks, man, I can't really control it too much. That lady got some. She got a strong will about herself.
Well, John, hold on, John. What was your mama doing
in the club?
At the club, how turned up was she?
We were turning up, man. We were buying drinks, listening to music. Our Prince came on and everything, man. But my confession was, I had to leave my mama in the club.
Is mama 43?
Yeah.
So you left mama in the club? Somebody else had to come get her?
I had to leave mama in the club. Mama is strong, and I didn't want her to be mad at me. I owe her money, so I don't need her coming at me. Funny.
So when she got a little too above her level, you know, I don't get drunk for some reason. I don't know how to get drunk. I don't know how.
Okay.
When mama got too drunk, it wasn't even late, man. It's about 11:30, 12 o'clock, man. It ain't even late. And I had to leave mom in the club. Mom, I'm sorry.
At what time mama made it home?
I don't even know. I had to call. Mama called me yesterday. I'd say 8 o'clock in the morning, but she was happy. She wasn't sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't have a bad attitude about herself and that, so hopefully she's not mad at me. I hope she didn't listen to me now.
All right. I like that. All right, you got drunk with your mama just a little bit. You just took it on in.
Yeah.
Well, he don't get drunk, but his mama got drunk.
And you don't like seeing your mama get drunk.
No, at the club.
Toe up at the club.
Just lit.
But you can go to the club with your mama is amazing to me.
Because I can't do that.
I can never.
And he left her there.
Yeah.
How old are you, John?
I'm 21, Tommy.
Didn't I tell y'all his mama was 43?
You did. How old is your mama?
My mom is 45, Tommy.
Yeah.
Close. You nailed it, Junior.
Close, Junior. Yeah, real close. Right.
Well, take care of your mama. Y'all going out for Mother's Day?
To the club.
To the club?
She might not want to be cool with me after that.
Yeah, that's not really a club holiday, Tommy. Mother's
Day. Well, he got a
different
type
of mama. You think his mama was acting bad at the club? Wait till you take it to the strip club. She about to show out.
Oh my God.
She gonna make it rain.
Better somebody say, Are you back again?
Thank you, John.
All right, let's go to line two and talk to Christian out of Florida.
Christian.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you been?
We good, man. What's your confession this morning?
So my girlfriend and I, for 3 years, just moved down here from beautiful Oakland, California, over here in Florida, to genuinely get our lives right. Well, my mama's been down here for like 3 months now, and I noticed she started acting weird. So I was like, all right. And then next thing you know, my mom's boyfriend stopped coming around, and my girl was mysteriously gone too. So next thing you know, I find out that my girl is talking to my mom's boyfriend on the low-low. And then my girl comes back and she's like, yeah, you know, I've just been working overtime. And I knew in my head she was full of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're over at Okaloosa Island near Destin on the island where there's nowhere, where there's nothing like where she can get a hold of anybody, like a phone or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, I know what you did. And I know where you've been. And she's like, no, you don't. I'm like, yes, I do. And then she started getting mad, started hitting me. And then I pulled over and just left her on the side of the island. Well, come to find out, I think moving down here to Florida was the best decision of my life because I fell in love with a beautiful black woman. And now I don't know if I could be any happier in my life, but my confession is I had to leave her on the island. And I don't know where she at now. I'm hella happy now.
She probably still on the island, dog.
Yeah.
What island? You leave somebody on the island. You know, you can't get off the island unless you
what
got a ride.
What island?
Uncle Steve say what island?
Okaloosa Island on the way to Destin.
Oh, Destin.
I'm thinking Lord. Your mama boyfriend picked her up. Ain't gonna be out that long.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you really did something.
You thought you did something. You just opened the door, partner.
No, he's good, though. He got what he want now.
Yeah, he got what he want.
He says he's in love with a beautiful black woman.
But hurting her wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but how is your mama, though, Christian?
What's happening?
How is your mother, man?
My mom's good. She's back in California now. She ain't dealing with that stuff no more. I'm down here by my lonely with my new girl, so I'm happier than ever.
Hold on, man. Let me ask you a question. Are you saying you're dating a beautiful black woman now because your girlfriend was white?
Oh, no, I don't date white women. I don't even like white women. I'm Mexican.
Hey, hold up there.
He Mexican. Oh, he Mexican. Sorry. He cleared it up.
Yeah, but hold on, not liking you white women. Now, hold up with that.
You can't say that. Hold up. You can't say that. Okay.
I mean, who don't like white women? Where they do that at? I'm disgusted with him already. He's all up in my spirit. He's all up in my spirit.
Christian, you're out of here in Jay's book.
He say, where they do that at?
He don't like white women. What's wrong with him? People who pay for stuff? Who don't want that?
Good credit.
Oh, man.
Christian said he's Spanish, man. He's Latino.
Yeah.
Christian. He got him a sister now, so he's good. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Matt out of Virginia. Crazy Jay.
Got a lot of men calling, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Junior.
Huh?
I see your hand up. You have a confession, a weekend confession?
Yeah,
talk to me, Jay.
Yeah, let me just tell you right now, T-Man. This really ain't even about me. Just concerned about somebody, though. Mm-hmm. Man, my great uncle just got married over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of him and his wife.
Okay.
Asked me what I think. I ain't type it back, but I swear he married Jehoshaphat.
What?
What?
Straight out the Bible. She looked just like Jehoshaphat.
How do you know? What does Jehoshaphat look like?
Jehoshaphat when I saw. I'm talking about Jay. Looked like she carried the front left of the ark. I'm just telling you.
The Bible says tender-eyed. Tender-eyed is
whatever it is. That's what it is.
Not attractive woman.
No, not at all. Yes. Look just like him.
Yes.
Look just like him?
Yeah, they both built the exact same way.
How is that?
I mean, big. Big, you know, ankles falling out of shoes,
but
you know.
He found true love, huh?
Yeah, he's happy. I mean,
isn't that all that matters?
But if you looking at you, I mean, what you upset about?
If you love you.
You love you. You should love you.
What are you going to say to him?
I ain't finna say nothing.
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm not even going over there.
So what's the confession?
Yeah.
He married Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Oh, you're confessing that.
Yes. Okay. I'm talking about look just like she carried the front part of the Ark of the Covenant. The front
what
left.
That is,
no. So is that your brother? No, that's my wife.
But as long as he's happy, Junior.
So they look like two men, Junior?
Dog, look just like each other.
Look like each other.
Yeah, just like each other. Yeah. Aww. I just didn't know what else to say. What you think? Right. I think it's you.
We're coming back with some topical stories. A lot of stuff going on in the news today that you guys need to know. All right, the fight this Saturday night.
That
you guys
was
see
not
it.
A fight.
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Mm-hmm. and Canelo Alvarez. That was Saturday night, right? I didn't see it, but you guys saw it.
It was a straight
was good?
Behind whooping.
I missed it.
Yeah, he did not uphold the family name at all.
No,
no, he didn't.
Chavez.
Cesar Chavez Jr. Yeah.
No, he really, man, it was a very, very, very disappointing fight because there were lots of times where he had a chance to at least just throw a punch, not hit the man, but just swing at it. That's all I was looking for, if you just swing. But if you spin the round and you throw 21 punches in a 3-minute round, you're not trying to hit nobody.
But no. you're running, actually. You're running. You're throwing those as you run.
No. And his daddy was in the audience yelling. And even though he was speaking, you know, a language I don't understand, you knew what he was saying.
Fight! Fight, fool!
You didn't have to know the language.
You didn't have to know the language to know what he was saying to his son.
Wow.
No, it was one-sided. It was 12 rounds of one-sidedness.
Yeah.
Oh, they went the whole 12?
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, and nobody was in danger getting knocked out, you know, but he took some punishment, but he didn't try to issue none. He didn't hit this boy. He didn't hit this boy. Canelo looked like he hadn't even been in a fight.
Hey, what did you think he was trying to tell him when he was standing up in the corner between rounds? He wouldn't even take a seat.
Really?
Yeah, after between rounds?
Yeah.
He was standing up the whole minute.
Well, both of them started like that. Chavez had to sit down. He's a look. I need to sit down. He whooping my ass. I have to sit down.
Chavez said, can you stop both of them? It's only one man in there. No, it's got to be two guys in there beating me up. Yeah,
and the referee was telling Chavez corner, hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. I need to see something. Because right now, he's just out here taking a whooping.
Yeah.
Wow. Why didn't he fight back?
I think he just looked like he lost his nerve. He got scared or something. Scared. Yeah, it looks like it.
It was a huge disappointment. He wasn't saying anything in the corner. And every time they got in the corner, his trainer was saying, Caesar, you got to throw some punches. You got to fight. You got to fight. You got to throw some punches. You have to fight. Every round, he was saying the same thing. Dog, he get his ass right up there, get in that crotch position, yeah. And just hold on, Jesus.
Did he used to be good at one time?
Well, I've never seen a lot of fights of his. Yeah, never
that's
have.
That's what I'm thinking. Why was he even in the ring?
Right. Well, no, he's a bigger man. His record is outstanding. Mm-hmm. He just ain't fought no damn body.
Oh. Yeah. So he got scared of
him. I don't know
there,
who was training him, though. He was taller than Canelo. But why would you bend down and put your head right in front of Canelo?
Yeah, that was another thing.
Why would you do that?
Punches I didn't to understand the gut. That at all. And then we're going to stay in the fight, center of the ring, and we're going to outbox Canelo.
No.
Mm. Bro. What weight class was this?
Middle.
Middle. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Canelo Alvarez was the winner, though.
Unanimous. Huh?
Oh. He didn't win a round.
Yeah, he didn't win a round.
He didn't score. Wow. He threw three times. He threw 600 some punches, Canelo.
Huh?
The whole fight.
All right, what coming up next, we'll have just one more thing. Just one more thing right after this.
Out of here.
Uh-huh. Last break?
Crazy.
Yep. All right, keep on, Mr. Smarty Pants. Wow, what a day, huh?
Yeah. What a
last
day,
break.
Man.
Yeah, last break.
We're finna do the top show, baby.
What? I know.
What?
I know.
Stephen me on TV.
Steve invited us to the show. That's really great, Steve.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Yeah.
You know, when you work around, you know, people that ain't, you know.
That ain't
can barely hear you, darling.
You know how you work around people that ain't been on TV much.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're afraid we might embarrass you?
Yeah, you know, be honest with you.
You don't think we have home training?
Like bringing your family, you know, there's that one family member.
Is that why after 5 years, we as a group have not been on your show? It's been 5 years, and I get it. Hey, listen, can I say thank you to Virginia University of Lynchburg, please?
Yeah.
VUL, go Dragons. I want to say that. I want to say thank you to the president, the beautiful Dr. Kathy Franklin, and all of the faculty, the staff there. They were so beautiful when they gave me the doctorate degree, the honorary doctorate degree. Nice. I just want to say thank you guys. What a wonderful, wonderful school.
You look good with your robe on.
Thank you.
Dr. Strawberry.
Dr. Strawberry. Yeah, so I'm going to be working a lot with them in the future, probably set up some scholarship funds,
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great school.
Fantastic.
One of our historically black HBCU.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Love you guys. Go Dragons. That's my school now. That's my alma mater.
That's your alma mater.
I don't know when Prairie View going to call me.
Or me.
I'm waiting.
I mean, you know what's happening.
They ain't picked up the phone or nothing.
Let's put it out there. Who famous has come from PV?
Carla Farrell.
Tell him, Carla.
Looking around
Tell
the room.
Carla.
Yeah.
Would you call it? Yeah.
Okay.
Carla Farrell.
Any more questions, Steve? Yeah.
Terry Ellis from En Vogue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
Prairie View.
Your contemporary.
Girl. What's that girl on the reel?
And Lonnie Love.
Lonnie Love.
Yes.
I love Lonnie.
Yeah, we were there together on the yard. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go, Steve Harvey.
So what you saying, Steve? You gonna call somebody so I can get to Dr. Farrell?
I went to Denmark Tech, Columbia, South Carolina, and South Carolina, Denmark. I know I am most.
By far.
Say it.
Influential.
Famousest person to ever graduate from technical college.
Okay.
With a tailoring degree.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Tailoring degree and you can't make pockets.
You can't make pockets.
That sounds like a gospel place, Steve.
What, say it again,
Mama,
Steve?
I can't make pockets.
Mama, I can't make pockets.
I can make pants, but I can't make pockets.
That's funny, Steve.
That'd be the whole line.
That'd be the whole line right there.
Jay, what was the problem with the pockets, man?
Man, pockets ain't nothing to play with. Trust me. They look easy because you got them in there.
When you go home, look at your pants. Look at the inside and see what he's talking
pocket
about.
Pocket ain't no joke.
Wow.
So that is zippers.
So you just had flats.
Oh, I had so elastic was my friend.
Are you good at math?
No, not at all.
Jay Walker being
all that.
No.
Jay Walker been in the club with everything in his hand. Keys, wallet, medicine.
No pockets.
He got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Ooh, boy, you go through TSA, gonna have some trouble. I swear I ain't got nothing.
You really invented drawstring pants.
I'm the king of drawstring.
Yeah. Okay.
Drawstring king.
Yeah.
And can I thank Norm's, too, for the hospitality they gave me yesterday? Yeah. Me and my sister, she was so happy. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
place.
I know Norman.
And you know what? We need to thank our home station right here in Chicago, V103.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. For
thank
hosting
you guys.
Us. Thank you.
Shout
thank
out.
You. Candace, Derek.
Candace did it.
Yeah, the whole crew. Thank you.
If we get down there early, Junior, we can go on Uncle Steve's closet, his dressing room.
Oh, let's go in his dressing room.
All the ties he got in there. I'm just telling you, you ain't really got to get dressed till you get there, because he got
I've
everything.
I've seen it. It's unbelievable,
Tommy.
Man.
Dude,
yes,
the dressing room is off the
chart.
It
charts. Is.
It's
it
off the chart.
What? What?
The ties is too long for you.
For you, for real.
That's why I always cut them.
Yeah. Last time I was in there, I took some loose change. It was just sitting there.
Yeah. How much? Wait, guys. He has this like meditation room.
Where
you
can
go in there and get a yes and chill and everything. So we got to check that out in his dressing room.
Who massaging today?
And y'all
though?
Have a great weekend. And,
you
and
got
pray
some scotch
for these people.
Who massaging today?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.